FAO Deputy Director General Beth Bechtel, thank you for joining us. What impact is the COVID-19 pandemic expected to have on global food security and people's access to safe and nutritious food?
Well, the number of food insecure people in the world prior to the COVID-19 pandemic was already surprisingly high. And unfortunately, trends in trying to eliminate hunger around the world and in the most vulnerable countries are not good trends. Our efforts to really try to solve hunger and to solve food insecurity, while there have been great concerted efforts from so many different partners to the FAO, we've got more work to do. And so when you add the COVID-19 pandemic to that and add the economic implications, soaring unemployment rates, income losses, rising food costs, all of these began to jeopardize food access in both developed and developing countries. This is improving, but we also know that the pandemic is going to have serious long-term effects on food security.
And where are the biggest areas of concern?
Well, I think we first have to say we're concerned about every country that is experiencing the continued effects of the pandemic, where we see challenges in controls and other measures. But clearly, the areas of the world that already had very severe existing crises. So take countries such as Yemen that already has very severe conflict that occurs inside those borders. Places with natural disasters, weather or climate related shocks. Places where we see other pests and other types of plagues. So I think about the Greater Horn of Africa, especially, that right now is under siege not only from COVID, but also the desert locust crisis and plague, other kinds of climate-related shocks, flooding that has been occurring there. So we sometimes say for places like that, we have a crisis within a crisis. And these are places, too, sadly, where inequality and food security already exist as well. So these types of regions really need much more targeted and much more intentional types of support.
How does FAO's COVID-19 response and recovery program plan to build back better post-pandemic and in pursuit of the sustainable development goals?
We recognized here at FAO that while clearly in the days and weeks after we really saw COVID in many ways explode around the world, that there was an important need for a humanitarian response. But it only took a few months after that to realize that there were, again, going to be these more medium to longer term impacts around the world and on global food systems as a result of this pandemic. And so we very quickly moved to create this response and recovery plan, really through very inclusive consultation with all of our colleagues in country offices and regional offices around the world, because we knew here at our headquarters in Rome, we needed that assessment of the situation on the ground in each of these places, and to be able to identify really concrete needs and demands. And we also knew that having this more comprehensive approach to responding to COVID, we would also need to ensure that there's continued engagement with governments, with development partners, with the private sector, and so many others that could contribute to this building back better. The plan overall has 7 key priorities. The first is clearly our commitment to a global humanitarian response plan. So that's more of the emergency short-term work that needs to be done in the food crisis. The next areas are data for decision-making. We also need to focus on economic inclusion and social protection. We need to focus on trade and food safety standards. We also know that we need to boost smallholder resilience for recovery. We need to make sure that we can prevent the next zoonotic pandemic, and we need to also continue to focus on overall food systems transformation. And so those are the 7 key global priorities that have been set out in the plan, but we also know that they will resonate differently from one region to another. So we've also been coordinating with our regional offices to make sure that they, in a sense, regionalize and make more of these plans fit for purpose and fit for the needs of the countries in their region.
In addition to government will, what else is needed to successfully roll out the COVID-19 response and recovery program?
That's a great question. And I think you're right in saying that government will is really very much at the top of that list. But in addition to that, we need to make sure that other partners, other experts are also fully aligned in this supportive effort. We know that there's the importance of making sure that we as a UN family, the other UN agencies that are also very much focused on, especially the socioeconomic impacts, these longer term impacts, as we say, tied to COVID, whether it's tied to health, it's tied to education or infrastructure, making sure that food and nutrition is a part of this larger multilateral response that our UN family is pursuing is key. But I think also needing to think about some of the more maybe non-traditional partnerships. Again, I come back to our relationships with academics, with private sector, with the civil society. This is going to take all of us beyond just donors and national governments and an organization like FAO to ensure that this does not become a food crisis. We think we're on good track for that, but we know again that the longer term efforts are very important to this overall success.
Deputy Director General Beth Bechdel, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.